Okay, here's the thing. In a few minutes, we're going to get a call from a federal prison.
Okay.
And on the other line, it's going to be Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Yes.
Live from prison.
Yes.
He's pushing this thing. He wants Joe Biden to sign some whatever. I don't want to get into it.
Of course.
So you need to call in questions about the Tiger King.
Yes.
So we could keep him off this and we could talk about what we want to talk about with him.
Right.
Which is the Tiger King.
Yeah.
What's Jeff from Monroe got here?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, ask Joe Exotic how many lions he killed.
Oh.
Because he was sort of a dirtball by killing, like, lions that he wasn't
okay.
happy with.
Hold on one second.
Come over.
Joe, did you hear that question?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm here.
Yeah, Jeff from Monroe wanted to ask you a question.
So all your episodes, how many lions did you kill just because you didn't like them or you thought they were acting, misbehaving and stuff?
Well, where did you even get that idea?
From the Lion King show.
The Lion King?
Okay, well, I haven't seen the Lion King show. But
well, not the Lion King show.
When he held the one lion.
No, the dad dies in the first 5 minutes.
I euthanized five tigers because they were 23 years old and they were crippled and they needed to be put down.
Gotcha.
Well, welcome back.
Years later.
You know what's crazy about that? PETA kills, 26,000 animals a year? And nobody has a problem with that. They give them millions of dollars. I euthanized five tigers and I'm in prison.
Right.
Is that why you're in prison?
Huh?
Are you in prison because of animal treatment or because of tax issues? Which one?
Okay, they. I don't know if you've watched the videos where they all admitted to perjury, but they got me for that bogus murder for hire thing for Carole Baskin.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which the hitman has admitted to perjury. Okay?
Right.
And then they got me for taking five endangered species without a permit, and that's by euthanizing the animals, the five tigers, because they're claiming now that I should have had a permit, but I had a USDA license and a federal inspector that told me to do it.
It was that show, right? The show comes on, everyone sees this, they're outraged, and they're like, we got to get them on something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. And believe it or not, I'm doing time for my what they call the Lacey Act, violating the Lacey Act, because my veterinarian secretary marked the wrong box on a health certificate.
Oops.
Man,
so
you're
fired.
A victim of horrible circumstances.
Seriously, you got a higher bet around you.
But yet Carole Baskin's walking around free.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So wild.
I thought that Carole Baskin's husband did surface in a different country a couple of years ago that they said
that was just a rumor she put out there because, look, Carol, you got to know one thing about Carol. She loves to be relevant, okay?
Yeah.
So for, 11 years, I was her most wanted, and I was an animal abuser in her eyes. That's how she made money off of me. Okay, so she got me put in prison. They passed the Big Cat Safety Act, okay? Then Tiger King came out, and she made millions of dollars off a cameo, charging people $400 a phone call. Okay, so what does she do next? She comes out as being bisexual on TMZ.
Oh.
Okay, so that got her a little publicity. Then she was on Dancing with the Stars, and that got her a little publicity.
She was not a good dancer.
Then all of that went away. Then she came out and told the press that she would help me get a pardon from Trump if I ratted out all of my friends.
Oh.
Okay, so that got her a little publicity. And then that went away. Then Don Lewis is alive again. And that got her a little publicity. But Homeland Security debunked that and proved that was all a lie.
Gotcha.
Joe Exotic, Tiger King is on. Do you mind if we take a couple calls from fans? Then we'll get to what you wanted to talk about.
I don't know if the prison will call that a three-way phone call or not, and I don't want to get in trouble, so let's don't.
All right, what I'll do is I'll have Phil get the question, and Phil can answer, ask you
can do
the
that.
Question.
Right.
Okay, we'll do that. We won't put them on.
Like a go-between. Gotcha.
Got it.
Gotcha.
So Alec in Northford was wondering if you were okay with how the show was edited. Did you feel that it was fair?
I just saw it for the first time, season one, 3 weeks ago. My
I feel that's unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. Right?
That's really unbelievable.
are suing Netflix, okay? So I got to watch it because it's now evidence instead of just a TV show.
Right.
And I was pretty disappointed in the way it was edited. But, you know, we have phone recordings now and video recordings of the producer, Eric Good, paying people very large sums of cash to talk crap and go along with his agenda. But, you know, if they want
to... So you're saying people who were on the Tiger King...
This call is from a federal prison.
People that were on the show got paid severely to say and do what they
got
did.
Got paid?
Wow.
Wow.
So okay, they must say so, that somewhere in the credits.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a documentary, and people in documentaries aren't supposed to be paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, if they wanted to have told the truth, you know, Saf, the one that lost her arm?
Yes.
That identifies as a boy?
Yes.
They should have interviewed her in front of a tiger cage or at the zoo, not in a junkyard. Okay?
Right.
And they did everything they could to make the zoo look like it was trash, and it was a beautiful zoo, you know. And then they got the hitman in a bathtub, you know, and they got John Finley never with a shirt on. I was pretty disgusted that instead of telling a true story, and if they wanted to save tigers, they could have told a true story, but instead they portray this to be this filthy rat-run zoo. And then the part that hit me the hardest was they had horses in my house.
Had horses in your house?
Yeah, in Tiger King 1, they had horses living inside my house just to destroy my house. So,
right.
That tells you that it wasn't about tigers, and it wasn't about animals, and it wasn't about shutting the tiger industry down. It was about destroying Joe.
Can I tell you something? When that show...
Who puts horses in people's houses?
Right.
I know a few. All right, so can I tell you that when that show came out, it was the only thing everyone talked about?
Seriously, man. It was everybody watched it.
You know, and what's crazy is I don't know how, because I wasn't that impressed.
Really?
Oh.
Well, yeah, there's a cast really of characters.
Bored. Y'all must have been really bored during COVID.
Right.
Well, that definitely played a part.
It helped.
Was that during COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
It was like May of 2020,
we need
and you
to
could
watch.
Not escape it.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
It was a talk of the town, man, big time.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I could have produced it a whole lot better.
All right. If you, I'm Aisha, hi. If you were to be played by a famous actor, if they're going to tell a story of your life, what actor would you want to play you, Joe Exotic?
Hmm.
Well, you know that Kate McKinnon pulled off some idiot show called Joe versus Carol, okay? They're on the list of being sued, too. But if anybody should have played me in any show, it should have been the original Joe Dirt. David Spade.
I can see David Spade. Yes, because he's got the mullet, the whole nine yards.
100%.
Yes, I'm with you.
100%.
Man. I'm with you.
100%.
That or Pauly Shore, one of the two.
You know, if you want to make money, make the show and have David Spade play Joe Exotic.
Exactly. Right, with the Superbird and everything. Yes.
I'd watch that.
Yep.
Well, Joe Exotic, before we leave you, you want to give us a minute on what you called about?
Okay, well, I'm on two appeals, the appellate court.
This call is from a federal prison.
We finally have my case away from the corrupt court in Oklahoma, so I'm on appeal in Denver, Colorado, with all of the new evidence, which is on joeexoticofficial.com under the evidence link. You ought to go watch all the videos of them admitting to perjury. The hitman took the producers of Netflix and my lawyers to the zoo and showed them where they hid a murder weapon, that their intentions were actually to kill me to start with. And I'm still wondering why I'm in prison. But The appellate court granted my two motions a week and a half ago, so it's looking good, and our briefs are due next Monday with all the evidence, so I'm hoping that my case, my conviction will be overturned by the end of the year and I can go home.
Nice.
And yeah, if not, we got to get Trump in there because I'm pretty sure he would make this right.
Gotcha.
We'd love to talk to you next time about what life in prison is like, and is that another Joe Exotic reality show in the making?
With David Spade.
Yeah. You would never believe what goes on in here.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Give me one nugget.
Yeah.
One nugget. There's more drugs in a fenced-in federal prison than there is on the streets. Let me just tell you that.
Wow. Okay. That's a nugget.
That's a hell of a nugget, Daryl.
That's a big nugget.
Telling you, this, you got to own the rights to this one.
Yeah, man.
Your life in prison.
Yes.
Start writing up. Make notes.
Yeah.
Write everything down.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Tell everybody around the world I appreciate their support, and I send my love to everybody.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you. Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, live from federal prison. Ayesha May, thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Try not to get stuck in traffic.
All right, yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah, watch out for trees.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're linked up to all things Ayesha May. She's got a very funny comedy show coming up on the 14th at Illicit in Fairfield.
Yeah, Illicit.
Nice.
Fairfield.
Yep.
Okay,
yay.
We're linked up.
Jazz and H. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.